Say your house is haunted. Like, I'll go to your house and not believe in whatever that bullshit is until it goes away. Try getting AI. Believe anything you fucking tell it if you can sit there and argue with it long enough. I want to see how long it takes me to drive Claude insane.
Is that the Anthropic one?
I fucking know. Who cares? I don't give a shit. I watched the shit out of fucking Mary with Tony. He was the last bastion because he was the motherfucking king of his castle. He didn't make shit. And somehow he had a nice old fucking house. He was fucking catching all kinds of flack, dude, no matter what he did. That's where he started slipping some shit. Big Pops kind of looked like a fucking silly goose. Here the fuck we are. The family's in shambles. And that Soulja Boy dropped that fucking album. And it was a wrap. The G totally came through. Soulja, how are you going to drop a bar called Superman? That, like, look what you did to Superman. Look what you did to my boy. And wrap it back around to fucking Zionism.
I was like, how?
Superman was created by two Jewish men.
Welcome back to the Bitcoin Nova. Today, we have Killer B here with me, the host of Crime Watch on X. It'll be a good conversation today so we could talk about the crimes and everything we're seeing going on in the world. It's a crazy time right now. Whatever's going on with Iran and the lies, the distractions, the hard to make sense of things these days. People are not sure why any of this is happening. What's the real reason? I like that I'm seeing a lot of people wake up to the truth of things and not trusting everything you're told. So we're going to discuss Iran and Israel and Trump and about just everything going on that's crazy right now. And just kind of how that makes us feel. And yeah, so we have Killer B here from Crime Watch. So welcome to the show again.
Hey. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited for, I guess it's a recorded round two. It's not really a round two for us. We talk a lot. I'm grateful for that. Cause I mean, you make so much time for so many people, you know, and I consider a lot of them extremely relevant to a lot of, and not just the sort of niche down Bitcoin topic, but just like the world stage. And like, I'm just some guy who joined the community.
But you're an awesome guy. You have a great voice. You have a great perspective. You're a friend, you know, but I also value your opinion. You speak the truth and we need truth, especially being the leader of Crime Watch. Your spaces are great. I'm so happy to have you back here. And I'm happy you're also on Live with the Hive with me.
Yeah, I get so much airtime these days, right? And I'm grateful for all of it. I mean, I just have so much fun. And that's really, for me, that's what I do it for. You know, my, like, even the Crime Watch thing, like, I'm not an investigator or a journalist or a private detective at the moment. You know, like, my whole fiat, like, slavery existence is not even remotely tied to what I do here. Like, when I come here, it is, like, the opposite of, like, what I'm forced to do, you know, at the behest, you know, at the submission of my own will and all that. Like, this is just for me. Like, I have fun here. And the minute it doesn't feel fun, like, I'm out, you know. I'm not going to argue with pixels on a screen, you know what I mean, about what they think and how they feel about stuff. And I don't really particularly care how they think or feel about what I think or feel, you know what I mean? So I guess I kind of have that advantage, right? It's my one superpower is I don't care who anybody is at all, unless they mean something to me personally, right? Like, you know, but at the same point, like, I'm not going to go after somebody unless I really feel that they're up to something egregious and I feel like it needs to be said, you know, and it gets me blocked often, which is honestly okay by me, right? I mean, it's not, you know, I don't even really make a big deal out of it, except for the LOP thing. You know, I don't have, but like, I didn't start it, but like, I'm in a community.
Blocks by LOP.
Yeah, I'm in a community just because I got blocked by somebody. And, you know, I just, you know, I do a lot of introspection when I post there. It's not often, but sometimes I just check on the folks.
Let's
see how they're doing, how they're coping with everything.
I love how you created the, what was it, the 87K game?
Here's the thing. Whichever way we go, we get there through 87K. Like, it's the best stop on the unstoppable train.
Yeah.
Right. And it's because it, I don't know, dude. It just doesn't mean a thing. It's yeah. numbers. It's numbers on a screen. Sometimes they're red and sometimes they're green. That rhymed. And like, and that's how ridiculous it is. It's just, yay, it's up. Yay, it's down. You know, like, I mean, advantage wise, right? In the realistic world, like the advantage is having more. So when it's down, you acquire more. It's a simple math that doesn't work out in the markets. Because people are doing a lot of shit in the markets, and people are even doing a lot of shit with Bitcoin, right? And they're doing things that make it go up, and they're doing things that make it go down. Like, I don't want to get all into it. Like, you know who you are, and you know who you aren't. You know, if it doesn't apply, let it fly.
I like that.
But you know, but there are folks who are, you know, doing things that are good for Bitcoin, and there's folks that are doing things that are not good for Bitcoin. And you have to pay attention to who is who, and you have to really look whether somebody's making sense or whether somebody's trying to convince you of something. If you ask a question and they don't answer the question, or they go, oh, I've answered this question, but they really have not answered this question. And then when you ask for a clarification or examples or proof, because we don't really, you know, because trust is bullshit, right? So show the proof, and you know what I mean? And they come up with confusing shit. They say, you don't understand it. You got to go do your own research. I'm doing like the homework that I do is homework I assign myself. Nobody else is assigning me homework.
And you got to do your own research.
Yeah, exactly. When the conversation shifts, that's usually how you know you're not dealing with an honest, you know, person. You're not having an honest conversation. So it's a pointless conversation. Like, it's if you have legitimate questions as to why somebody is doing something or why somebody is saying something or why somebody thinks something or why somebody's position is what it is, and they can't explain it, or rather they misconstrue words or they misrepresent arguments, or they dig up like already debunked arguments and try and submit them as fact, thinking that you like are unaware of that shit. It's like, it's exhausting. Like, you're not dealing with an honest person. So like, unless your life somehow depends on this conversation, or unless you're spreading awareness so that other people understand actual positions and actual arguments and actual reasonings, like, you know what I mean? It's a fool's errand.
Yeah. And people think we're stupid, and we're not stupid.
Like, when you say how I speak truth, I'm very careful about the truth that I speak. My truth is useless to you, just as your truth is useless to me. I can tell you how crystals form, but until you understand it yourself and try and explain it to somebody else, what I know doesn't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like it's why we say study Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's why we say shut the fuck up and buy Bitcoin.
Yes. I mean, especially now, thinking about how much people need Bitcoin now with all this craziness. You can't trust. Number one is, like, I just saw Tucker Carlson share a video about the biggest scam is the gold market.
You have to understand, like, wow, like 2016, Killer B wasn't even Killer B at the time, but 2016, Killer B would never have imagined himself as like, looking at Tucker Carlson and saying, go, bro. Yeah, let him cook.
Right.
Wow. Like, this is where I am.
Yeah. I never thought so either. I was not a Tucker fan, but now he's calling out the gold scam. Hell right. Yeah. You know?
He does have a flair for populism, right? And I think he's seeing a certain demographic that's marketable and deployable, right? And I think that's where he's going.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. He failed the first round of the whole Bitcoin thing, right? Because he was talking to some guy and some guy said some shit and, you know, and he bought it and he's like, oh, wow, that's very interesting. You know, like how Tucker knows. But anyway, right. So long story short, like he's getting things. I don't know that he gets all of it. I think, you know, also you have to kind of really, you know, take a step back and say, like, you know, oh, this person that I'm paying attention to now that I used to dislike and now I like, this could just be fucking kayfabe. This could just be like Hollywood Hogan shit, you know, and now Hollywood Hogan's fucking okay again. You know what I mean?
But I feel like when people speak their mind these days against the people they're speaking their mind about, not just the gold market being a scam, but him talking about, you know, the whole like Netanyahu thing and what's his real intention for going to war and sucking us into that whole thing. But like, you are kind of screwing, like they call it the Epstein class, being behind a lot of the shit that's going on and a lot of the cover-ups that are going on. And when you're calling people like that out, it's brave because people have been silenced in a permanent way.
Look, there's a significant difference, right? And folks in a different class, like, not to say they don't have feelings or anything, right? You know, they obviously think things about shit. And they obviously have camaraderie amongst each other, however twisted it may be. But like, there's a difference. They brush off. They can take critique. They can take made up shit, rumors. Oh, this one fucking, you know, hosts these, you know, orgies or whatever. And this one does this and that. It's kind of like whispers and shit. And that's one thing, right? They can just brush that off. They're in high society. They're above all, you know, let them eat cake, right? Let them have their whispers. Let them say their shit. But now they come across something that they do. It's not like, you know, all fucking unpaid parking tickets and like shit like that, or like, you know, dodging whatever the fuck and, you know, walking away with, you know, we're fine. Right. But it turns out they're doing like egregious shit. And I'm sorry, you know, not to be rude, but like take religion just out for a second, just to look at it like. There's just some things that are just fundamentally wrong. Like if you kill all the people, then there are no people and then there's no anything. It's just rocks and plants and birds and whatever the fuck. Like if everybody's gone, like that's it. It's just empty space, right? No human life. So doing that would be considered bad for people, right? Like, I mean, it's just bare fucking bone shit. If there's people out there who are doing really awful shit, like committing fucking genocides, disappearing folks, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to take too far of a leap, and you don't need your hand held by a guru or one or the other to look at that and be like, oh, that's pretty bad. You know, add on to that, you would think that people who would not find that bad, unfathomable, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just makes no sense. But those people exist among high society, apparently. And like the whispers and shit don't bother them. But then now when you start saying shit that might fucking bring actual bad shit to light, perhaps shit that like maybe if a bunch of people really knew that they were doing it would say, hey, that fucking has to stop like absolutely right now. And you know what I mean?
Right. It kind of reminds me of when they say something like, if I'm going down, you're all going down with me. I think Netanyahu said that, or who said that one? Somebody said that.
It was a Hillary Clinton quote, I believe, from like 20
said that?
Something. It wasn't a recent quote.
I thought I heard something recently, but I just think that's the idea I think that they have.
Even he said it, too, didn't he? Wasn't it fucking Puffy? Didn't he say that, too?
I would think so.
He's said a lot of shit.
I even wonder sometimes, I mean, how much of the Epstein class is connected to the Diddy class and how much of that we didn't see come out because they were first waiting to, you know, open up this Epstein stuff.
How secure is your Bitcoin? If you're not fully confident in your self-custody, take the quiz at thebitcoinway.com/BitcoinNova. And learn how to truly own your Bitcoin and protect your privacy.
You know what it is? I don't have time to do the Charlie Day board with the lions and the fuck. You know what I mean?
But I think that mentality of, you know, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. So it's like the idea of Netanyahu or Trump or whoever's involved in this stuff that's all over the files, especially Trump's name was everywhere. But instead of just, you know, trying to get us to forget about it and say there were no files. Plus, when you think of that video back in the day, he was talking about Obama saying he is a weak president. He's going to go to war with Iran because he doesn't know how to negotiate. So watch him start a war with Iran. And then he's doing the same thing.
This is the shit that they just mull over. They're like, oh, yeah, never mind all that. Like there's a quote. There's a tweet from Stephen Miller that just got resuscitated, I think, from 2014 or something. And it was like, oh, if you elect so-and-so, I forget, Biden, I guess, or something like that, you know, get ready to fucking send your kids to die in a war, you know, against Iran or some shit like that. It was basically the same fucking thing. And it's like, oh, here you go. It's a retweet. Eat your own words. And like, you really think he gives a shit? You really think, like, oh, the hypocrite that I am. Oh, they got me. Like, you threw water on the witch and now he's fucking melting or something. Like, I mean, not that, like, it shouldn't be called out, but it just, then it just gets overhyped to, like, oh, dude, look at this sick burn, bro. He got him. He really, like, he retweeted the tweet, like, oh, bro, is this you, bro? And it, what is that doing? What are we getting? That social justice, that's what it amounts to these days. It's a little disheartening when I think of, like, what actually needs to get done to make sure that, like, maybe these little, you know, sick burns aren't about such awful fucking things. Because in the meantime, like, you know, there's people burning alive and it's really fucked and being blown the fuck apart. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Yeah, the apocalyptic scene out there right now is unreal. And that school with the children, you know, that was the beginning, you know, and just even hearing the bullshit about, oh, it's going to be, we're just going to go in there. We're going to take out the Ayatollah. We did it. And I remember that first day being at the salon and hearing a bunch of people who love the administration celebrating that they got the Ayatollah. Yay, this is a great day for the country. And, you know, everyone was so happy. And I'm like, okay, you guys, like, he celebrates it like he did something. So everything he does is the best it's ever been, the best that anyone's ever done it. No one's ever seen anything like it. It's a miracle. So he celebrated it like it was like this crazy accomplishment. Then a child full of kids gets bombed. You know, all these people get unalived. Then they're asking Trump how long we'll be at war for. And it goes from, you know, it might be a couple of weeks, might be a couple of months, maybe it'll never end. Maybe it'll be 20 years, you know? And then when they ask about boots on the ground, you know, it'd be nice if an American president would say, no, we're not looking to put troops on the ground, like being a leader. But instead he's like, you never know. We'll do it if we have to, but I'm not saying we are. Everything is just, you know, to put the narrative out there that we could do it. So you better surrender to us fully because that's what we're asking. I don't understand.
So it's, I mean, you're exactly right that it's all, everything right now is just this display, these apocalyptic scenes, right? They're intermittent. They've, you know, it's not an ongoing thing, right? It's just like random. And if you happen to live where we live, like, you get a couple of clues here and there of, like, when it's, when, you know, when the show times are. So you get to see all the fucking, you know, chaos, right? And depending on what side you're on, because, you know, because you have to be on one side or the other. That's how the powers that be kind of guide this whole narrative, right? So it's fucking, you're, you know, you're in heart, you know, it's the Hindenburg, you know what I mean? It's the, oh, you know, the humanity. And it's just tragic and fucking awful. And then on the other side, it's like, you know, America, fuck yeah, right? And, you know, we're saving Iran. One explosion at a time, right? And that's the whole scene going on right now. So who's putting on the show, right? Well, obviously we get to watch it. And, like, I remember my state's fucking morning matinee around 7 a.m., right? And I'll never forget it. And every time it's brought up, there's a part of me that goes back there. So I can understand the greed of it. I can understand the opportunistic points of it. It's the sadism. It's the joy. Those are the things that I can't under, like, I get it from a perspective thing. Cause, like, I, you know, I try and, you know, like, I, even when in writing, you know, you have to imagine perspectives of things that you're not to be able to create characters that have depth. So, you know what I mean? Like, I can't get that past a point of a character like that. Mm-hmm. To be a real,
it doesn't feel real.
It's just, yeah.
Especially when you have something that I think is insane, as Trump was getting or going to get the Nobel Peace Prize, and then this.
Wasn't there, like, a peace force or some shit now, and, like, and Israel joined it, and it caught so much flack, dude. Like, the kind of, the comment section was a riot. Right. It's sad to say, like, that's the best that it gets, is that we can all kind of collectively comment on stuff and give people who are listening a taste of, like, what they're doing and, like, how people are like, this is all bullshit. And everybody knows it's bullshit. Like, I don't know, like, you know, reset the matrix to, like, 96, you know, Take us back to like 89, dude. I'm good. You know, like if you like reset all of this bullshit because it's whack. Like everything, like dude, I think George had it right. I think ever since fucking Soulja Boy dropped that album,
you're right.
It's been a fucking mess.
It has. He ruined the world. This guy. Shit, I don't know what I pressed. I wanted to just share my actual
Trump votes.
This is my today's news right now. It's saying that Trump claims the world respects U.S. more.
I want to take these. I'm going to take these in reverse order. I'm sorry, just because I was like, it was the closest one to my eyes, so I read from the bottom, and I'm going to go.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to do
either way.
Just let me do a quick commentary on each headline.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping you would do.
I'm going to go in. Maybe this will fucking light the fires again. I don't know. Give me my wings back, bro. Trump boasts to House Republicans, no other president could do what I'm doing. I call bullshit. I call Manchurian candidate bullshit. No, fucking any, like, all right, we haven't. Okay, the last president that would not be capable of what Trump is doing right now, Carter. That was the last time we had a president that wouldn't do. I think maybe before that, didn't we? I think we shot the we shot the last one. Carter lives. Yeah. No, he's not still alive. Is Carter still alive? How do you fucking know? Shows how much.
I don't know either. I just know that they, like, even just thinking about it, saying no other president could do.
But at least he boasts to only the House Republicans, I guess. Like, was he in a room with just the House Republicans?
Yeah, just okay. His little group of buddies that haven't turned on him yet.
Huh?
He boasts two House Republicans instead of, it's not like they're telling him this. He's telling his little crew of whoever's still left
that's
with
his
him.
Job. That's what he does. You know, like, I mean, that's his whole shit.
You know what's weird?
I don't want to linger. There's plenty more. Old Israeli bill clip resurfaces with false Christianity ban claims. I got to table that one. I'll move to the next Trump.
Yeah.
Trump claims world respects U.S. more amid Iran strikes. Okay, so that's accurate because it's a claim. I mean, he's made the claim, right? The world respects the United States more. I mean,
the world.
If by respect you mean fear, I feel that would be more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Fear would be the...
I mean, the word claim and boast. That sounds like everything he says. He boasts and he claims.
I'm telling you, that's his job. Outside of the things that he's, I guess, ordained to do by whoever's pulling these strings.
The thing that scares me is the people that, in my life... that believe everything he says, all the boasting he does, all the claims he makes.
Yeah.
The people in my life that believe those things are the same people that ask me how to use their iPhone and help them with things, or ask me which things, oh my gosh, what do I do about this text message? And I say, it's a scam.
Right. I mean, look, I'm...
So it's like you're believing those things.
Look, here's the, I know it's difficult, but there's no escaping this. It is everywhere. It just is. Because there's folks who get their information from where they get their information. And to a degree, fits confirmation bias. And because of that, And the confirmation bias is a low bar to the point where, like, the cost of living can just be manipulated over and over and over again and promised to be brought down and never. Like, they can just continue to run the gamut. It's just, it's bread and circuses.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be, and it's always going to work until... it doesn't. And it would be great if we had a pair of those glasses from They Live that we could just hand out to everybody on just a, and just scale that to like planetary, like 100% achievement, and just the world completely wakes up. But all the work is still beyond. You have to look at it this way. You're not going to mobilize the people who are comfortable, right? You're not going to mobilize the people who are having it rough, but are just kind of pushing through, whether it's pride or whether it's, you know, firm belief that, you know, that hard work leads to success, whatever the American dream still amounts to these days. Like, anybody who's going to get there is going to have to get there on their own. And, you know, the more you argue with crazy, it's like staring into the abyss. And it's just going to end up staring back. And it's going to weird you out, creep you out, make you feel the feels. And these are the moments where you really have to say, fuck them. You know, you really have to reclaim your peace, because it's honestly, nobody's trying to take it. Like, the day-to-day folks are not really trying to challenge your peace. It's just that they don't want their peace challenged either.
Yeah, they'd rather stay comfortable.
So if they have it, if they can get to it, if believing what they believe gives them enough comfort to get them there, they're very less inclined to have that shaken up with.
When COVID happened, though, a lot of people found Bitcoin through the pain of COVID and through the manipulation of stimulus checks and money. So I think a lot of this chaos in the world, the gas prices, people are going to be, you know, the jobs market report came out recently and it was down, you know, not good news for the jobs market. So all these things that are happening now with the war and now the oil prices, the market is tanking, right? So I think that's going to bring people to ask more questions and find out truth and start to look outside of what they're being told.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah. But remember when, you know, the clip of Pam Bondi yelling, the Dow is what we should be focusing on, okay. You know?
Check the deck on me, y'all. Well, okay, but so when was the last time you heard from her? When was the last time she uttered a word?
I don't know. I feel like there's so much happening constantly.
So this is what I mean. What happened to old girl's kidnap mama? What happened to, what's her face? You know, she's, you know, gone with the wind. And then what about the aliens? And what about Bob? You know, it's fucking ridiculous.
Every day there's some big thing. Like
a three-ring circus, and you're just funneled in from one fucking tent to the next, and come and see the fucking dancing clown, and then now we're going to go see this, and then, you know, that's it. You know, and you can buy the ticket, and you can drive yourself crazy getting mad at the fucking show, or you can stay the fuck away from the circus. I mean,
it's like the American Horror Story circus.
Sure. Right? I mean, if you like. I mean, yeah, it's...
Because it's like a bunch of sick shit.
It's, yeah.
Circus.
It gets worse and worse. I mean, didn't they, like, try and humanize, like, the crazy killing people or whatever? I don't know. I don't really remember much.
Barely remember. I think that was one of the last seasons I watched. I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I'm covering my eyes half of the episode.
Like, I try and, like, I'm even weary about, like, when I, you know, give myself a rest and I do, you know, indulge in media of a kind, right? Like an old movie or a series or something, right? I'm even more reluctant now to approach everything with caution. Like, you know, what's coded in this, you know, when they're trying to humanize like a villain of a kind or something, they're like trying to, I mean, you know, not so much an anti-hero or whatever, but like, you know, they take like the, you know, the antagonist and they give him a whole like backstory, humanize the character.
Right.
It's one thing if like they're doing things that I, you know, maybe are questionably, you know, outlawish as opposed to like egregious, you know what I mean? But like when you're talking like pure sinister fucking.
No, you're right though, because.
Evil or some shit, you know, like, yeah, you don't go and give me this bullshit.
Secure your seed phrase with Microseed. Discreet, durable, the ultimate security. Use code XSTACY for 5% off your order.
Like when you see the Grammy Awards and all the music lately, I'm like, am I getting old? Everything's so sinister looking, but at the same time.
So, and this is the funny thing, like, and I don't know if this was by design, right? Because, you know, I think of my like, you know, my younger years, right? my sort of teenage rebellion-ish years, right? Like in the 90s. This shit was all the rage, right? You know, your Marilyn Mansons and your fucking Hot Topics and your Korns and your fucking, you know.
Yeah.
All that shit, all the dark stuff, right? It's like, you know, the creepier you were, you know, it's like Halloween, right? You put on the mask so you can scare away the fucking demons and the ghouls, and maybe they won't fucking, you know, they won't bother you and do all the creepy shit, you know? You got a bunch of spikes, you're, you know, on your hands, like you're less inclined to fucking.
And it was almost like it was creepy, but there was like a level of.
There was a utility.
Artistry because the music was better.
Well, I mean.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like a perspective thing, right? Like,
I guess.
Know, every generation is going to think that the music.
Yeah,
that,
I know.
You know, because it's, you feel, even though it's really not the case, like you feel as though it's the music that you choose for yourself.
Yeah, it's a perspective thing. But just seeing sometimes some of the performances, like I get it. You're right. It's good to put that into perspective that there was a lot of creepy stuff back then too. But sometimes it's like, I don't know, it's like so much more.
It was a different thing because I feel like it was more festive, and I think now it's more ritualistic.
Right?
Like, in my day, like we all, like, it's not so much that, like, I wouldn't say that we knew that the whole devil thing, like, demons and all, like, it was all just bullshit, right? I think that's what we thought, you know, and over time, it's like, you know. Like, I really believe that it's not as magical and mystical as we all fucking think. Like, I really do believe that the whole, like, demonic, all that shit is a very human characteristic. And it's a very dark, dark, twisted, fucking, off the fucking deep end, the worst of our kind, the worst we can be, like, the opposite fucking end of the curve. And it's just, it's a part of us as humans. Now, does this come from sort of a divine creation aspect? Or, you know, is there an actual biblical fucking Lucifer, Morningstar, or any of that stuff? Like, I'm going to flat out say, I don't know. And neither does anybody else. And that's just it. Because there's a whole, like, you go to a whole other side of the world, and there's a whole another book that says a whole other thing. You can take Christianity itself, and there's branches of it. There's different Bibles. There's different versions. There's things left out. There's things put back in. There's people who say that this fucking version is bullshit. There's people who say you're a complete heretic for believing this, that, and the third.
I mean, if it's like
against us, that's all the fuck it is. That's all the fuck it's ever been. That's all the fuck it's ever going to be. World without fuck and amen.
Yeah, but we thought all this shit that we heard, all these demonic acts on children and, you know, even.
Yeah, but this is, you have to understand, this is shit that's handed down by oral tradition. All of these things date back to old practices from way, 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 way back. Old fucking civilizations that practiced old fucking things. And they called it magic, and maybe there's some aspects to it that work. Like, there's chemicals that can fucking react, that can make all kinds of fucking magic happen within a fucking brain. There's all such things as fucking mass delusions. There's such things as mass hallucinations. So I'm not saying that these things are not real. I'm not saying that there is no divine. I just cannot claim to know that. And I think it's hubris to, you know, it's not so much belief. It's really belief versus mourning belief over others. Like, if you believe it for yourself, I think that's fantastic. Like I said, if it gets you through a day, if it gets you to your peace, it is worth it. And it's beautiful. But if it infringes on the peace of others, I'm more inclined to have a problem with that. And I think anybody else, honestly, would be better off if they would consider that perspective also. Because the more you let others infringe on your rights, the more the rights, like, the more the concept of rights.
So are you saying you don't think with the recent news, like with the Epstein, like child trafficking, like.
Do I think the devil's behind it? Or, I mean, what
do you think it's just evil in nature? Or do you think that what
absolutely. Is. I think it's absolute sinister evil. I mean, like I said, it represents the worst of the worst. It's literally the worst things that you can do as human beings. Folks are out there practicing. and considering and having conversations with other people about those things.
But you're saying it came from somewhere, like the ideas and the sorcery type shit came from somewhere?
It came from the past. Old demons were once gods of other fucking civilizations. They've all, like, the Sumerian, fucking Babylonian, Assyrian, all the gods and things that they worshipped and believed, the Egyptian gods and all those things. All that stuff was basically ordained as heresy when other religions took over. And there are some folks who, kept those documents or whatever, and like some practices and things like that. And
so those old practices, like you have this angel/demon side of people, humanity, and then the practices that the demonic side of humans and the old, you know, people that were actually considered demonic or practicing these types of whatever, you know, rituals or different sacrifices and stuff. But so then over time, they evolve into the modern day, you know, split that we have with these people. But it's crazy to think that they just end up rising up, right? Like, it's like these, the evil side of humanity has gained control. And they've infiltrated so much of our government and people in power, you know, corporations.
And this is how you. This is how you do it. You do it by framing narratives, right? This is how you take control. If you're a person of good standing with a certain amount of power and influence, right? You know, you're either accosted by folks that are higher up, you know, you're shown into like what they're about, right? Or you're given a handword or something, right? If you're, you know, a potential great influence, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm growing. I know this is like not the type of, you know, comment that maybe a lot of people would agree with, but I, being honest, I'm growing more and more convinced every day that either Trump or Netanyahu is like the Antichrist or something.
What if it's not just one? Like, what if the Antichrist is like a class? You know, right? What I mean? Like, you know,
could be. Yeah, I could.
Warrior.
That's in my wheelhouse of ideas. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you have to look at it as like what I don't know. I try not to put a label on things. I just try and look at like the facts. What evil are they capable of? Like calling them a name, like if I find out somehow that this dude is the Antichrist, I'm not going to magically become the dude who, you know, somehow like I get the Archangel Michael's sword and I'm gonna go and do battle with the guy or something, and like I'm gonna save the day. Like, what I mean, it doesn't knowing something or figuring something out is not gonna,
but knowing if there were such a human walking this earth that was that,
I would just go on the assumption that yes, there is.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. That way you don't have to spend all of your time wondering or worrying or like just assume that, yep, he's out there and he's doing all the evil.
Like
shit.
Even I think Erica Kirk could be one of the Antichrists.
What if they are and they aren't? And it's just an intermittent thing. And the Antichrist just works through people at certain times whenever the entity sees fit. Like, I need to go and do this evil thing. I'm going to weaponize this human and possess that. So really what we're talking about here is those who have capability in their hearts to do those evil things, because those are the people that can be weaponized by evil. A spirit running around and hopping from body to body, or whether it's people whispering into other people's ears and directing from some other place, from some crazy fucking aircraft that we just looked at yesterday, you know, doing some flyby commanding.
The doomsday.
Yeah, the doomsday plane. Jesus. It's like they got their little fucking tentacles and roots in all the places.
Yeah. It's the Demogorgon hive of evil.
It's like we're fucking literally fucking married to the upside down now. It's like we're not in the upside down, but like we like just go in and out, just whatever.
This is insane. The influence and the power, it's like enticing. Our hive is a good hive, you know, the Bitcoin hive.
No, not our, not like our hive, not like our cool.
The Bitcoin hive is an escape from the upside down, right?
Look cool. Yeah, look at all the cool fucking items stacked in the hive. Like, look at the bee over there.
Yeah. I know.
Satoshi fucking.
It's like, you're not participating in your shit. We're going to use our own financial system. But, you know, it's like they entice each other. Everyone gets sucked into it because it's like, here, I'm going to offer you power, or I'm going to offer you support. And once I offer you support, now you have to do me a favor. You end up having to do more and more favors the more support you receive.
Yeah, it's a barter system that works on a sinister level, right? It's blackmail, it's extortion, you know, it's a mutually assured destruction in cases, right? I'll take you all with me, like, to all that shit. I mean, it's.
But I really don't trust Erica Kirk. She is not truthful about, you know, her emotions over her husband. Yeah. It's obvious that she's not actually sad about that. And she is just a liar. And just hearing about her background and her family through the Candace Owens documentary, or, you know, whatever she's doing, the live series is awesome. Just catching her up on all her shit.
Right.
You know, finding out about her, you know, LLCs upon LLCs and all the funneling of money. And everyone does it. It's like literally you become one of those hive mind evil people. But that's the bullshit thing about when you hear about the Dow and everybody's like, she's like, you should be praising this. This is what your president has done. It's like, well, now gas prices are going up, stocks are tanking, and there's a brink of world war. So, like, when are we going to hear from Pam Bondi next? Like, what is she going to say now?
When they need to weaponize her again. Who has need for justice right now? We're at war.
That's the thing. It's like, we do need to still find out about, they're trying to, like, get people to forget.
But we're not going to. They're not going to. Until it's time to throw us a bone, they're not going to throw us a bone. And justice is ultimately not going to get served.
Are we naive for thinking that they are going to?
Completely. I mean, I don't like to say it like that, right? But it's true. Anybody who thinks that justice is going to be served is fundamentally incorrect, because the whole fucking game is rigged. It's been rigged from the start. We've been fucking arguing with each other like idiots at their behest. And that's it. That's all it's ever going to be. This fucking congresswoman used to be a bartender. This one fucking ignored all this fucking awful fucking embezzling. This one's husband fucking does this. And this one does stocks and fucking da-ba-da-ba-da. And we need to fucking limit the terms. Like, no, we need to set fire to the whole fucking thing. I'm sorry. Like, I don't.
No,
like,
I know. I agree with you.
And the only reason I feel safe saying that is because I know it is never going to happen. Never. Like, as I utter them, they become non-existent. It's pointless what I'm saying right now. No one is ever going to do it. So that's it. Like, we could all rise up together and go storm the Capitol like January 6th. And, like, you know, and fucking somebody lost their life that day. Fucking few people. And people were fucking happy about it. And people are outraged about it. And it's like, and the whole fucking thing is like, you know what? It never needed to happen. Never needed to happen. That girl is dead, not just because of the fucking bullet that entered her, but of who fucking set the stage all the way up to fucking who wanted it to happen in the fucking first place. And it was by fuck design.
There are tunnels under Hawkins, and Hawkins is the whole world right now. Right? Like, we're in Stranger Things, except the whole world, you know? So, like you said, you can't just kill these people. They're never going to leave. So that's why.
No, it's
the least we could do, like how they say Bitcoin fixes this. Like, we're not going to stop this war from happening. It's not going to, like, it doesn't fix this specifically, but at least the people that benefit from this sick system. I heard this war is costing already almost $1 billion a day.
Who the fuck cares?
So,
really, like, it's imaginary money.
I know.
That they use to make us miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects a lot of fucking people. And that's the reason to care. But right. Ultimately, who the fuck cares? Is it really your money? Did you have it in your hands? Are you spending it? Because it's not your money. It's their money. They took it. That's it. They took it. It's done.
Well, they're just devaluing whatever money you do have every time.
It was imaginary to begin with. It's just bullshit.
Yeah. So, I mean, by getting into Bitcoin, by living on a Bitcoin standard and converting over to Bitcoin, you're at least not funding these
right.
pieces of shit that benefit off of.
Well, here's the thing. So, I mean, everybody kind of has to start at point one, which is you're still making fiat money. You're still in that system. You have to do some kind of job to earn some kind of fiat, right? So, and you, now depending on where you are in life, you have some stashed away, whatever. Really, you fucking, your course here is take that fiat money and exchange it for hard money, like exchange it for the mathematics, exchange it for like the system that like you can count on, right? And that's essentially what you have to do, right? And this is going forward. This is not, I'm not talking about folks who have been there before. I'm talking about folks who are getting, you know, here now, right? This is what they do because this is what they can do. If you have, you know, again, like I said, where you are in life, if you have something you can convert, you have, you know, I try and talk about them as little as possible because I don't like to empower them. But if you have some kind of thing that you can convert and put into something and put into Bitcoin, you know, do that, right? You know, of course, you still have to balance the fucking slavery system because, you know, because you're in it, unless you can fully escape it. Now, on the other end, you got the folks who have been here, right? Folks who are doing things, folks who have figured stuff out, folks who have helped, you know, implement, you know, changes to fucking to you know, implemented proposals. You've got folks who are creating like, you know, fucking layer two fucking solutions and shit. So you've got all these people who are doing other things who have been there while the other folks are still kind of funneling in, right? Everybody says, where are we, right? I look towards folks, I'd say, right, who are treating things like they're early and trying to help folks like figure shit out. Trying to, you know, help them find fucking cold wallet solutions, helping them find air gap solutions, helping them find security and teaching them about sovereignty, teaching them about, you know, all of the elements, running a node, you know, mining off your node, what your different options are, all of the things. Like, I don't want to get, you know, because even that's all politically charged now. That's a whole fucking other problem, right? Yeah. So, like, this is, to me, the antithesis. And honestly, the only course of action is the antithesis. We can sit and we can play Clue all fucking day and figure out who did what, to who, with what, in what room, and all that shit. And I guess, like, you know, it passes the time, but nothing's going to get done. So I feel like there are folks who, again, now there's folks who that will bring peace to. And I think in a lot of ways, it gets more serious than I'm prepared to think about it, right? There are folks who have been severely afflicted by what's going on at a level I will never understand. And so I don't speak for them when I say, like, you know, I can't be bothered with it. It's not that I don't care. It's that I have to do things that I feel are going to be positive, that are going to actually make changes to help circumvent as much of humanity away from that darkness as possible. And I don't just mean like not looking at the darkness. I mean away from it so that they are not harmed by it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the way to that is to work towards like the better solutions, the better life, the better way, away from fucking money that they can manipulate at will, away from financial systems that they can interrupt and close down and arrest at will, from commodities and assets that they can seize at will. You know, and I mean, when I say they, you know what I mean when I say they. Who's they? Who the fuck? Whoever can take your shit is they. Don't matter. Could be your neighbor. You know, like, but, you know, and this is why I say, like, I don't look for the Antichrist. I look for the evil in the nature of man. And you can find it anywhere. You don't have to look too fucking hard, right? And you need to protect yourself from it. Because, like, Trump's not going to get me. Netanyahu's not going to get me. I mean, I'm insignificant to them. Anything, like I said, anything I say right now is just bullshit. Don't mean anything. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a threat. I'm nobody, dude. I'm just some fucking schmo. Like I said, I'm just some guy who joined the community. And yeah, I play a detective on Wednesday nights for a few hours, you know, and laughably. And I word up, cry watch. And I shoot my fucking mouth off because, like, honestly, like, you know, I'm pretty close to the second half of my life, right? And I'm not gonna go out holding my fucking tongue. Fuck all you clowns. You know what I mean? Like,
you make some noise, you know, you get it out there, you know, so more people are aware of shit, you know, wake people up.
I'm gonna step in with my slingshot and fucking just take down Goliath and bro, that's it. That's a wrap. There goes, you know, it's FC files, case closed. Thank you're welcome. You know, like, fucking come on, dude. Like,
I don't know. I just think that the more people talking, though, I think voices can be powerful. So I think the more people.
Yeah, but I agree. I agree, right? And but this is the thing, right? You have to be aware of the dichotomy, right? Because it's a spectrum. Like, it's on one hand, there are people out there really trying to take this information and do the most good with it. And that is fucking great. I don't mean to denigrate that. I'm not trying to downplay it or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is, like, everybody's got to fight different battles because the enemy is coming from more sides than just one. They're coming at all fucking sides. And you need to delegate attention based on, like, who can do the most good where. There's a lot of people doing really good stuff in the Bitcoin, like, space. And then there's a lot of people who are not doing good stuff in the Bitcoin space. And a lot of that shit is fiat coded. And you know it is. You don't have to look too fucking hard. And again, but it's like in this own little subsection. And you kind of liken it to Stranger Things, whereas I liken it more to the town of Derry. Whereas like, everybody is just the fuck asleep. Everyone. Even like, dude, little fuck, what's his, Georgie? Like, Georgie's parents are like, no, bro, get the fuck out of his room. Leave it alone. He's gone, Bill. Like, fucking, bro. And Bill's, all fucking emotional and starts stuttering again, you know? And it's like, this is day-to-day life. And it's even in the fucking Bitcoin space, dude. People who, like, know they want to fucking get the fuck away from the system are not paying attention to the folks who are trying to bring the system into Bitcoin. And it's infuriating.
Yeah.
And, right. You know, and it's like, I wish I could dedicate more time to ranting and raving online about it, but I can't. Like, I have to fight my own, like, analog world battles. I step in and repost, you know what I mean? I'll fire off when I can in the digital space, but I can't. Like, I'm too, you know, I've got a kid to raise. Like, I've got shit to do.
Whatever you do, though, whatever you have done is always good enough. Like, whatever voice you put out there, whatever, you know, crimes you see being committed, that you're voicing is great. Because I don't know, even that video that, so you made that, you know, superhero video, that superhero killer bee video, and it is one of my favorites. It's awesome. It's so funny, but
the factor in that video is just blessed. I love it so much. That's why that was maybe the only one that, despite the a couple of expletives, like, I showed it to my kid. Like, it's like, I actually had to see it.
It's like, so funny, but it's also like kind of just like, it's your personality. But I don't know, I want to see a superhero like that. I feel like it would be like the cool next superhero to be like the killer bee.
Oh yeah. That's, you know, one of my latent childhood dreams is to be a Kamen Rider, you know, or like a Power Ranger or something.
No. I'm gonna share it in the description. You guys can actually click or check out the video. It's so good. It's so good.
I'm horrible at plugging my stuff.
Well, someone has to, right? So, and it's very creative, and it's so
good.
I'll
let somebody cheerlead for me for a change.
Yeah, you've made a bunch of good videos. So it's like whatever you are doing, whatever voice you're sharing, it is like, even if you feel like you're not making a difference, you know, it makes somebody happy. You know what I mean? Like, actually sharing, creating what you've created, but just being a host of that channel, it gives people a place to go, you know, talk about things, get some therapy. It's like Bitcoin therapy for people.
I did have an idea for another venture. I was going to do like sort of a like a supernatural agnostic, like ghost busting service where like, if like, say your house is haunted, like I'll go to your house and not believe in whatever that bullshit is until it goes away. I think I can get away with charging like a good.
It's awesome.
Like a good, like, I think I can hit at least like 80 an hour.
I love it because you're right. Like when people are like, oh, I heard that, you're giving it more. It's like, oh, it worked. They heard me. But if you're like, I don't even know, it's not there.
Yeah. Like, you know, the fucking window like shut like out of nowhere. I was like, all right, well, I'll just go look at the window. I'm like, all right, okay. Yeah, get the Qualty Springs or some bullshit. I'll open it up and just look at it. Just dare the spirit to do its worst. You know?
You'll actually see something that is supernatural and you're like, just going to debunk it anyway. You'll make an excuse.
I'll make it not believe in itself until it goes away.
That's a great method. I love that. I think that would be a great business.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm. Make it not believe in itself. It's going to just walk away with its head down.
I'm saying, here's my pitch. Like, try getting AI to fucking to do that.
Right.
AI to believe anything you fucking tell it if you fucking sit there and argue it long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And eventually, I mean, especially if a spirit does manifest, it'll convince AI it's real, and then AI won't be able to fight back. Yeah, the game is over then.
Right. Jeez. Yeah, you can't have an AI be a ghost hunter and a ghost banisher. There's no way. That's really, really cool. I like that. That's like the Killer Bee. You'll show up in your Killer Bee, superhero costume.
Ghostbusters 8 or 9, whatever number we're on now, they'll have a fucking AI robot to prove me wrong. We'll be eating our words.
You're going to be, instead of Ghostbusters... When people are just having an AI that's misbehaving and never doing what they say, you're going to come in and piss it off so that you could just break, you know what I mean? Just kind of like break it down.
I mean, I kind of do that already.
Yeah. So you were saying that the other day on the Hive Minded, you were saying you would just want to piss off AI. So it's like, I can't deal with
I want to see how long it takes me to drive Claude insane. I haven't fucked with Claude yet.
I haven't messed with Claude either. Is that the Anthropic one?
I fucking know. Who cares? I don't give a shit. Uh-huh. I don't care who made it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking what's his name did. Congratulations.
That's so funny.
I will know the name of the man who gives me my Jarvis AI system that can just do, like, just walk with me, talk with me. I can put him in my glasses. We can just go fucking, he'll tell me, you know, the best place for, like, he'll actually know the best place to go get lunch. And not just give me recommendations that are fed to him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, that place is fucking garbage. Like, don't go to the burger shop over there. Like, they're fried. They fucking use tallow. Like, it's ridiculous.
Jarvis can't be open AI now because don't they have a contract with the military?
What? Well, they do? This is why I should probably know. I should pay some attention, I guess, huh?
I got to give you your news sometimes.
Yeah, well, I got to get it from somewhere because I don't trust anywhere.
This is why
I deem you a liar. I believe you.
I mean, I could be wrong. You have to double check my research. But all I know is that I think Anthropic, the military tried. So this is why, because it was tied to the war news. So Anthropic, which I think is Claude, the U.S. government tried to have a contract with them. And I think they canceled their contract with the U.S. government because they wanted to use AI for warfare. But they said that they specifically said it shouldn't be used for those purposes, so they withdrew, and then now I guess the government has a contract with OpenAI instead. So I don't trust government, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just beware what you're using AI for to begin with, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Dude, straight up OpenAI lied, like ChatGPT straight lied to me. You want to hear how?
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
So it was super weird. We were talking about the Epstein files, so George was telling me how Elon had emailed Epstein asking to come to the island, and he goes, ask ChatGPT, ask it about the emails back and forth between Elon and Epstein. So I asked it, and it said, oh, there's no such thing, they've never emailed back and forth. So I told George, and he goes, Noah, check the past messages from like 2 days ago. I have a conversation going where it sent me the exact emails, like what Elon said, what Epstein said. So I scrolled back, I look at 2 days ago, I see the conversation, I screenshotted it. And I went back and sent it to the conversation I was in. And I go, I just had this conversation with you the other day, and you said that these were the emails. And it goes, oh, that's, I don't think that that's something I said, or like that could, that's not accurate information, or this, it was trying to say that it never, it's like, I go, literally, this is from our chat from 2 days ago. And it was just saying, no, it's not, that's not true. Isn't that weird?
So, wow. So the G in ChatGPT stands for gaslight.
Yes.
It was literally trying to say, I never said that thing that I said. Yes.
Chat gaslight. Can you believe it though? I was like, they must have changed it within like the last 2 days. They updated the server and they're like, don't talk about Elon, you know, to people.
But that's ChatGPT and not Grok.
I know. It was weird. It was because I literally had the conversation like 2-3 tabs down. And it said it. It like actually listed what was said from Elon's side, what was said from Epstein's side, and then it was just telling me I didn't, that never happened. It must be a mistake. You know, it was the weirdest thing ever. I couldn't get over it. And you know what else I found was strange?
No.
I have something else.
What else? What else?
Quick shout out to Altair Mining, an American Bitcoin mining company, making mining equipment simple and accessible. They've got everything from the newest at-home lottery miner, the Nerd QX, to powerful Bitcoin Antminers, plus everything you need to get started. All the accessories you need, support, consulting, troubleshooting, and maintenance. If you're curious about mining or upgrading your setup, check them out with the link below. It's never too late to learn about mining, and Altair Tech is here to help you every step of the way.
I have another strange thing. So, and I meant to send this. I wanted to share this with Candace Owens. I'm sure she already found out because they're good at investigating stuff. But in her series, she was investigating Erica Kirk's mom, Lori. She was a child psychiatrist. And then she was part of this school that was called the Tesseract School. And the program that she was involved in was called the Looking Glass. And then I found out when Jeeves sent us that doomsday plane, it's called Project Looking Glass.
The doomsday plane is what under, it's classified under Project Looking Glass.
Where do you ever hear Looking Glass? Uh-huh. And then we hear it from Lori Fransvay, from Erica's mom, and then funding from the military, and then doomsday plane. Like, what is that?
It feels like, I don't know. It's shady as fuck. I want to know more context, obviously, right? And I mean, I don't know, like, I hope there's a conclusion. Like, I hope that there's, you know, something is either proven or disproven.
Right. And,
but again, like, you know, what does that, I mean, it, you know, does it out the truth? Yes. Is that good? Yes. Is something going to be done from that?
Right.
I don't know. And I mean, and it's, I feel very doomerish in that regard because it's like, I don't really have a whole lot of faith in, you know, in our ability to actually get shit done. I think that, like,
why do you think I enjoy connecting red string? What's the point?
It's something to do.
I like to do it.
You know, I love a good mystery, right? I watch a lot of detective shit. I watch a lot of mysteries. I like whodunits, you know. But it's purely entertainment. And I think to get over emotionally invested in that sort of endeavor without actually doing something proactive, I'm not to say that, you know, not to put anybody down, but it's like, I feel like more so the energy that you're expending might be not only, I don't mean, I'm sorry to say wasted, but it could also be harmful. You know, like driving yourself crazy before you.
But is it also a defense mechanism?
Find sanity.
I feel like some part of me feels like trying to listen to a series where Erica Kirk is going to like finally get taken down, or they're going to figure out some shit, which I don't think will happen. But I'm proud of people who are fucking saying something about it, you know, because otherwise these people just get away with it forever. So maybe shining a light on these people will do something. So that's cool to see that people are brave enough. So I think it's more entertainment for me in that way.
Yeah. Well, again, that's also the hope too. And I don't want to take away from that. Like, again, if it is a point of peace, then it deserves to be sacred as far as I'm concerned.
I almost feel like I'm rooting for people when they do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But also praying for their safety too, because it's a very dangerous endeavor.
Yes, exactly. I do feel that. I honor people for even having the bravery to do it. But
yeah,
then it also kind of takes me away from just doom scrolling news about shit, you know, every 5 seconds.
Well, this is what I mean, because like, again, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of peace, right? I feel like there's a peace in having a sense of justice and seeing, you know, the truth be uncovered and that sort of thing. There's peace in spending time with your kids, you know, right. And there's peace in Jesus, and there's peace in, you know, yeah. And there's peace in just in the shade. There's peace in the sunlight. There's peace in the wintertime. You know, there's peace where you can fucking find it. And I feel like we need more of it on a personal level.
I agree with that.
And again, like, you know, my best friend, has, you know, a saying, right? And it's very, very, very plain, and it's very basic, and it's perfect. All things in moderation. You know, too much of anything is just bad. So if you find yourself just leaning too heavily into one thing or another, it's probably time to, you know, take it, you know, it doesn't mean stop. It doesn't mean no altogether, right? You know, there's times where, yeah, there's times where too much of anything is bad, and there's times where like absolutely nothing, mm-hmm. you know, nothing of the sort is not good, that great either. You know, you need to, you know, like you need someone. You tell a little bit, you know. I mean, if you can't get it right all the time, it's understandable. If you were, you know, if you're a cat who works the fucking night shift, and that's your, you know, your lot in life, like, you know, you play your cards. But every now and then you get like a singer, and then you can step out into the sunlight, you know, keep trying, you know, give yourself a little bit.
One more question as a parent.
Okay.
So just like what your opinion is on this, because I feel like I love that you said all that, first of all, because I have found myself, and it's been a while for me listening to sermons or preachers or anything like that, but I have found myself doing that because that's brought me peace in this crazy time, actually listening to the Bible and just hearing people talk. It made me feel good. So I like that you mentioned that too, finding some calm and peace in this world. But then I have this idea, like, you, first of all, you have kids, you don't want to live in fear. But then at the same time, when you are aware of what's going on in the world as a parent, how do you deal with it? Having a daughter and knowing the things that are going on in the world, it's almost like, do you try to know things that are happening so that you can be safe and protect her? Because like, for example, me and George were supposed to go to DC.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think anything would go down, but like a teeny fraction of a percent chance that anything could go wrong, and being away from my kids, I do not want to even risk even the most remote chance that.
Look, I mean, what are the odds of something bad happening going to Madison Square Garden? You know, I mean, you know, what are your chances of going to that place that, you know, that one place that, you know, that concert happened where a dude opened fire in Texas or wherever the fuck? Where, you know, what about sending your kid to this school where that you know, or that school, or, you know, or private school? What if you homeschool? What if? I mean,
yeah.
So you're this question, and I'm going to treat it like, you know, an interview, right? Like this is, because this is a deep question. This is getting, I do not, at like the compartmentalization that I have to practice, the mental gymnastics that I have to do to separate, not just this online persona thing or whatever, or, but also like my personal life, my identity, and juggle that between like the all in 100% parenting, sometimes I feel like it's a feat. Sometimes I feel like it ain't no thing. It's just a thing. It's just what I have to do. You find yourself, sometimes, like, you find yourself in the, you know, you're always at the wheel, but it's like your awareness, just your perspective almost changes while you're still in control. Sometimes you're a backseat driver, but you're still like somehow driving. And
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so strange how a lot of things work out, and like, and that there's like, and there's those really almost finite points that are just unmistakable. Mm-hmm. Like the things that like I'll talk about when I talk with my child about like just their formative years and like how they've progressed and like just how I try and describe to her like the wonder of it, how it's like watching, like knowing they're gonna get it, but just like watching it, like watching the wobbles and the low nose and you know all the things, just watching her look and like light up and then start coming in my direction, like just, you know, waddling. And just there was rolling at first, and like I'll just say that it was the greatest thing. Like it was all like we didn't have everything quite figured out like initially, but motion was a thing, and we figured motion out, and so the rolling happened. So before anything happened, there was rolling, and it was hilarious. It was just the funniest thing ever.
That's awesome.
It's like there would roll and then stop. There'd be rolling and stopping and looking around, finding direction, finding course, and then rolling again, typically in a completely wrong direction because we didn't figure out the whole fucking, yeah, it was
learning.
It was so fun.
That's so fun. Yeah, because you worried that they're going to get hurt, but you also like to see them
right.
Do things and actually like figure it out.
Now, the whole reason that I even went there is because I want you to take that part of me that I just expressed to you, right? Because that's a very raw thing. Like I like my daughter is the only person that really knows the story in the way that I tell it, right? And now I have to throw that into the mix of this dark cabal, fucking psychotic, horribly explicit nightmarescape. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like this. So how do I approach that like a fucking madman? I mean, it's one of the things that I sort of have never, like once I started to, I guess, notice or whatever, however we describe it now. And honestly, like I knew, you know, even way back when, I knew how fucking creepy people were, you know, and like you learn real fast, especially in New York, you know. I just stay the fuck away from the creepy people. And honestly, like, you know, you learn to, you know, stick up for yourself, you know, in a way where like,
you know, I mean, you don't want to miss out on life and experiences together, but you also don't want to, like, I would never let my kid go somewhere by herself, you know, especially my daughter. I just don't want to leave my kid alone. You know, I don't trust anybody.
Honestly, like I've very much forgiven myself or whatever for any, I've absolved myself of any overparenting or any, you know what I mean? Like I wasn't really much of a helicopter parent. I, you know, once my kids started like developing their own identity, I really, it's like, have at it. You know what I mean? Like I have lots to do, obviously. Right. And when I'm home, you know, I have to get rest and, you know, I involve myself. We designate time, right?
Yeah.
Is how, you know, we have our sort of together time, right? Like, you know, there's dinner time, and, you know, and then we sort of delegate some time where, you know, we'll do, you know, even if it's just like, you know, watching some cartoons together, like playing games. We were doing some like science stuff on Sunday, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, today was it her practice ran for like almost an hour longer than it was supposed to, which is already an hour longer because we're getting close to showtime.
Sacrifices of a parent.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, but like I got to sit in for like, you know, a good like 40 minutes and like actually.
And like hear her voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she's got like a headset and everything. It's just, it's the best. Right.
Nice.
Yeah. And she nails her lines. Like she's been doing this for years. Like she understands like, you know, like, she understands her, like, you know, stage position. She understands, like, you know, inflection. Like, she understands, like, the, you know, the sound of her voice when she's got to, like, say things. And her sense of humor is developed a little bit more so that she can, you know, play off the lines better. And it's just, it's fantastic to watch. Like,
that's awesome.
You know, yeah, it's
like progress, you know, like, you're watching them.
Yeah, you got me talking about my kid. I mean, you know, I don't like to do this, but I mean, I could go on, you know.
Well, she's, yeah, it's like they're the most important thing in the world to you.
And so having to, like, and this is the thing, like, she's not of the mindset where she can handle all of the explicit nature of all of that stuff. And that's just like, you can call that subjective fact if you want, or like subjective, you can call that opinion if you want, but like, it's the opinion of the parent, and that's fucking that. So I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about whether or not, you know, their opinion of the age of my kid is ready to, you know, download all of that information into her fucking skull. Like, I'm not inclined to, like, I'm not keen on whatever the fuck you're talking about. Like, you can go in an opposite direction and try and hose somebody else with that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a thing that I'm like, when I talk about sovereignty, like, and what it means to me, like, that's like, there are certain, it's not everywhere. I don't walk around carrying fucking my way around or whatever, but there are certain places where my word is law. And it's, you know, and even if it's in like a sort of a mindset of like, you know, the person, like the child, the person that I'm parenting.
Yeah.
The future adult that I brought into the world. There are certain moments where like, I'm not, there's no argument to be had. Anything that I say goes absolutely right now. You know, like, there's a car coming and like my child needs to get out of the way. There's not a debate to be had here. There's not a point of view to be, well, what we need to consider is like how the car feels about roadkill and like what they consider roadkill, what roadkill actually really means. I mean, what even is fucking roadkill? Is it possum? Is it human? Is it?
No, it's just like, get out.
There's no fucking debate to be had here. You're not, you know, you're not, there's, you can go the fuck somewhere else, right? Like, my daughter needs to be out the fucked away, and that's, you know what I mean? Like, my word is law.
Move
now, fucking let's go. Mm-hmm. You know?
And she hears that voice, that tone of voice. She's like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah, and that, but that's the thing. It's like, she knows it's not for a place of anger. She knows exactly where it's coming from. She's like, oh, dad's talking right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dad is dadding. and it means something. And like, we live in like this whole like imagined fucking narrative where our sitcoms, our situational comedies are this farce of a family tree where like the husband is typically like this buffoon and it's like father knows best, ha ha, like the, you know. And you know, it's funny like that how that plays a part in societal decline, right? There's a point of satire where it becomes almost fiendish, really. And that I think is like, if you are, you just have to consider, it's like, it's not the deepest thought experiment to be fucking had. It's just, if somebody were in control of creating things like that and wanted to steer a narrative to make things decline, because it made it easier to subvert or control or subjugate or pick whatever dressing you like. Wouldn't they be inclined to do that? Wouldn't it be like an easy thing to do? Just slip in a little, you know, fucking, you know, little by little, you know, it starts with, he's an all right guy. Then it starts with, hey, he's an all right guy. He's a little, you know, he's just kind of doing the best he can, you know, just making his way, right? And, you know, and little by little, and then you end up with like Homer Simpson some shit, you know where it really, and like, and you know, and I might take some fire for this, right? Don't at me. I don't give a shit. Right. Al Bundy. Right. And I loved Al Bundy. So I don't even play, dude. I watched the shit out of fucking Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really look at it, dude, like he was a fucking schmo.
Yeah. Right?
But he was the king of it. But I take it back. I have to retract and maybe reframe this and think about it a little deeper, right? He was the last bastion because he was the motherfucking king of his castle. He didn't make shit. And somehow he had a nice old fucking house. Remember when he was doing the farming thing and he was trying to grow a fucking garden?
I don't remember that part.
Hey, he was like, he's doing the fucking Bonanza theme song, vegetable garden.
No, I've seen so many and I haven't seen that.
But if you look at it, like, dude, he was fucking catching all kinds of flack, dude, no matter what he did. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, he never fucking, you know, everything always felt like, you know, he fucking fucked up or whatever. And I feel like that's where he started slipping some shit, you know what I mean? Just fucking, make Pops kind of look like a fucking silly goose, you know? And then here the fuck we are with, you know, families in shambles and shit.
Right. You're right, though.
So
I mean, like, Homer was dumb, you know, then you had him, you know, the way they portrayed
it. And I watched the shit out of The Simpsons.
I know. I did too. But it's like, you know, I always felt as a young girl, like in seeing dads portrayed like that, I laughed, obviously, but I also felt kind of bad. I was like, why do they always do that? Like, I actually used to think that, like, why?
But like, you know what you had? You had it, the antithesis of that in the 90s. You had shit like Seventh Heaven. You remember that show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pops was like, you know what I mean? You know, Pops was a whole different, you know, and it's like trying to fucking, and yeah, and that show did well. It ran for a while, right? So it's not to say that it wasn't all, you know, all was lost. But then Soulja Boy dropped that fucking album, dude. And it was a wrap.
Then it all went down after
so,
that.
I'm you know sure. what I mean? So here, like, we solved that one.
Yeah.
So we should rejoice.
Yes. I can't wait to share that.
The G came through, dude. The G totally came through.
You tied that all together nicely.
There we go.
But yeah, no, that's
Time a really Watch, good baby.
Point. Yes.
Oh, God.
Soulja Boy was it. They started slowly. They added a little bit. And, you know, then it's just.
Are you gonna drop a bar called Superman? Man? Like, look what you did to Superman. Look what you did to my boy.
Yeah. That's so good. I love this. I love that that's something that you just, like, bring back.
And to wrap it back around to fucking Zionism.
Superman was created
by two Jewish men. And it's like, I'm supposed to just, like, come on. I'm sorry. You know, like,
oh my
God. Gotta get all in my feels
is
about Mel Brooks movies now. Like, how
now?
Did this shit go? Like, what?
You just red stringed it all together now.
No, dude. It is a nightmare fucking hellscape.
Wow,
like, dude, everything is fucking coded. Everything you like is the goddamn devil. And what are you going to do?
Was Soulja Boy also looking in a mirror called the Looking Glass?
Kurt Cobain didn't fucking kill himself now. Like, everything is topsy-fuck-turvy. And, like, you know, but everybody knew he didn't kill himself. And I don't know. Fuck all of you.
So
fuck all of you people up to shit doing all these things that I got to fucking hear about.
Yeah.
I am going to be the man yelling at the cloud eventually because you fucking people are driving me nuts.
We need some people to yell. So thank you. Thank you for yelling. Thank you for calling shit out, but also not giving a shit about them either. And just,
just having fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to bring some kind of levity to it, despite how fucking, and that tying it back to parody. That's how I do it because I don't have any other fucking choice. Like, even when I'm trying to explain, like, when I try and use humor when I get into the more serious aspects of things. Like I try and use anime as a sort of, because there's some anime that you can watch with there's family-friendly anime and then there's not-so-family-friendly anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and keep my child away from the not-so.
That's good. And that you're...
Yeah, because it's, you know, because it's not appropriate. Like, and these are things that you have to consider as a parent, as a human being, you know, things that are just not appropriate. There's things that aren't appropriate for yourself. And, you know, you have to understand what those things are. You have to know to, like, stay away from those things, you know, and honestly.
Mentalize.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I, so, like, if I'm talking about privacy with her and things like that, you know what I mean? Like, I try and, you know. I'll use Dragon Ball as a reference. Like, Master Roshi's like a creepy dude. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want fucking creepy dudes like near you.
That's awesome, actually. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and she's like, oh, yeah, I get it. That's, it's weird. He does weird shit. So, like, you know, don't.
Yeah, you could teach.
Yeah. Like,
watch,
like,
more anime, spend time with your family.
Yeah. Well, like,
disconnect sometimes.
I would say, like, do heavy screening on anime.
Yeah, don't just watch all anime. Never mind.
Ethically source your anime where possible.
Age rating check.
Especially if you have family. Like, it's just like, come on.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes.
Again, or whatever, or don't. But, you know, don't live your life. Like, it's not my business to judge. But
right.
It is my business to monitor, you know, what enters my realm. You know, and like, and I, cause I have things that are important, you know, to, and I'm responsible for. So, you know, myself included, right? And that's
awareness is key.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like your awareness is key as far as not trusting people, finding Bitcoin, protecting your, those are.
It's, yeah. Well, it's not so much not trusting people. It's trust is bullshit. Like, and I mean this because, like, for a while, my perspective was not so much that I don't trust people. It's that it's what I trust is patterns. I trust behavior. But when I say trust is bullshit, it's really to say that, like, even patterns can be disrupted. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, even down to the markets, like, the trend is your friend until it isn't is, like, a commonplace fucking saying among, like, traders and shit. So, yeah, you trust patterns. You can trust the chaos, and you can predict chaos to a degree, but the chaos is manipulated, or fucking the fear strikes things in an opposite direction or some shit, and you're not, you know, and you're caught unawares. Like, yeah, it's all in the game, but it proves the point. Like, it's trust is bullshit. Like, what you know can be flipped on its fucking head at any goddamn point.
Yes. 100%.
So verify what you can. Right. That's, I mean, that's for me, that's kind of the point of it.
Yes. It's our way to verify.
Yeah. It's really a system in check.
We need verification in this world. Yes. I just can't believe it.
It's, you know,
so bad that he went through all that for that, you know, so, and then.
I, you know, it's very telling. In my eyes, that, you know, people spend so much of their energy on one thing or another. And for me, I feel like when it's sort of orchestrated like that, if you can find some kind of way to circumvent the narrative to the point where you can deflect and hang back in some kind of way. Kind of get back around, maybe peek in and see what you can see, and just, you know what I mean? Like, if there's any way that, and I feel like the best way to do that is to just opt out where you can from the whole fucking, you know, but that's going to take figuring out a way to replace the infrastructure that they control in some kind of way where it makes sense and it's not financially disruptive. Like, it has to make financial, like, economic sense. It has to make fucking socioeconomic sense. It's got to make all kinds of fucking sense. And to do that, you can't have, is he George practicing? That's so
he is. Yeah, yeah. So he just started.
No, let it rip. That's so fantastic. No, we can wrap up if it's too distracting.
I think that was a great place to wrap up, because something that you said reminded me of how they've gotten rid of the penny. They're not printing the penny anymore because it's too expensive. So soon they're going to print no more coins. So if it doesn't make sense anymore, Bitcoin, right?
If it doesn't make sense.
Right?
Yeah. It's never made sense. That's why the Bitcoin. That's why for the Bitcoin.
Yes. But, it starts with a penny, man, but it's going to all the sense.
Yeah.
And it's not going to make sense.
Well, look, I mean, that's the whole thing is, like, as the economy shifts, some things are done for the good. Like the doing away with the penny is like a sensible option, which you don't often get in sort of a federal decision, not at a government level, right? Wow, right? But also fucking boo. Like, we you know, how long has this been costing money? How long has all, you know, all the shit that the Department of Government Efficiency fucking found? I'm really trying not to call it the other thing. Right. How, like, what did they all find out? You know,
found out
what was done about that. So, you know, and was anything fucking recouped, or did we just get a bunch? We got a bunch of numbers. So we spent a bunch of money to get a bunch of numbers, and that's it.
Yeah. And I feel like
are we at least not doing those things anymore so that we're not spending that money again this year or any other?
No, then there's new LLCs that get created, new nonprofits. Well, doesn't matter.
Right. So, like, this is what I mean. Like, you know, you can't just, like, we slapped a Band-Aid on something. Not to say that it did nothing. Like, it stopped the ouchie for a bit. But, yeah, you know, the next hit's going to fucking come. And what are we doing then?
the system no longer makes sense to us, but it's soon going to make no sense to anybody.
Well, I mean, on the day that that happens, where it doesn't make sense to a degree where it actually does something, like, hurrah. But then what? So now we got to figure out what to do about that. So,
yeah.
I hope we have a fucking MK Ultra to everybody.
Yeah, I hope so.
We need a couple of people who aren't going to fucking go apeshit.
Well, I think some people might be listening to this episode when they go to sleep.
Okay.
Because my daughter, crazy enough, I took a picture of her Alexa last night. She was sleeping, listening to the Bitcoin Nova podcast. So she's like getting information while she's falling asleep. And even while she's sleeping, she's probably like absorbing, you know, information. So she says she's heard a lot of interesting things from my guests and my kids. At least two out of three of my kids I know like listening to my podcasts when they're trying to go to sleep, which is really cool. So maybe there's other people in the world that do, and they'll be listening to, you know, to us talk and just MK altering themselves in their sleep. So,
I mean, sure, you know.
And like people start Googling what the heck that means now. So,
well, yeah, it's all our fault. Now, do your own research.
Yes, do your own research. But we are right anyway. So just protect your peace.
Research Moosegate, bro. Moosegate.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me, Killer B. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for the advice. Yes, it's been a really great time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you next time.
Yes, take care. Bye. Have a good night.